We greet you this morning by the mercies of God. We thank the Lord for bringing us to series 2 on the Rock Audio series. This is a morning dew from the Lord to help you to be strong in your faith. It's a foundational series to everyone who has received Christ and who wants to be built in the foundational matters of the faith. Let's pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for bringing us, Baba. We are grateful. We pray that in mercy, your word will come very expressly. You will teach, you will train, you will make matters clear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is series 2. And by God's grace, we are going to still go on salvation. Everything we shall speak on, there is always a two part to it. Series 1 and series 2, 3, 4, 5 and on. But on every major foundational matters, we shall have two parts of it. So on salvation, we're going to be ending that on this series 2 by the grace of God. Now we have raised so many issues. We encourage you to keep listening to it. When you go through the Rock audio series to help you stand strong in your faith, you don't listen to it once and then that's all. You have to listen to it over and over again. And it's important that you pick your jotter, that means a notebook, and then your Bible, so that you can always look through every scripture that is being called. The Lord is faithful and he will help us in Jesus' name. Now, it's very important for you to practice the word of God that you are hearing, and then always speak out everything that you are hearing. There are major things you will have to repeat to yourself, the facts and the discoveries you have made in the word of God as we go through this time. Always say it back to yourself. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now we are on salvation, and salvation is from the word soteria, which means deliverance, safety, well-being. When the Lord brings a man out of something, out of sin, out of sickness, out of the tyranny of darkness and demons, that's salvation. Salvation in a nutshell is deliverance. And yesterday we did establish the fact that it begins from being birthed. You have to be born again. It's a birth. And it's important to know that birth or being born is an experience. The Lord will strengthen us as we go back to that matter of series 1 and we listen to it again. So let's go on by the grace of God as we trust that the Lord will be faithful again to us this morning. Salvation is so important. It's the foundation of your faith. You must be saved. You must be born again. And please take note, this is very, very important. You see, I would like to reiterate again that it is your birth that determines your growth. If you are born as flesh, you will grow as flesh. And you remember we said as you grow, everything in you at birth becomes stronger, becomes bigger, you know, will carry more strength, I mean. So, if you are born properly, born again, born in the spirit, you will grow in the spirit. Your growth is determined by your birth. You see, the reason why we have so many backsliding, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and yet I love masturbation, I found myself in pornography, anger, malice, and all that. Your birth is what we should go and check. And that's what we are correcting, so that we will not have stillbirth anymore, or we will not have improper birth. So, and also, you need to understand that to grow, you must feed well. So we are addressing that by the grace of God. Now, the word salvation, I want you to look at John 8:36. Having established all that the Lord has allowed us to establish yesterday, would you turn to John chapter 8 and verse 36? Now, take note, as you go through the Rock Audio series, you need to have a note where you do, because you need to go back. You don't listen once and walk away. There are a lot of people that are not serious with holiness. Some people are not serious with going to heaven. They just want to be good Christians and still enjoy the world. You are not the one we are talking to. But a brother who says, no, I know that to walk with God is beautiful. There's something called beauty of holiness. Holiness looks like a shameful matter, but it's so beautiful. You know, and holiness is the nature given to us at salvation. So those are the things that, you know, you are serious with this matter. You throw aside every other thing. This is not the time to watch football and be watching all kinds of things. You are dealing with a matter that affects your eternity. So you want to sit down and learn. It's not as if after you listen to the rock audio series in the morning, you go about doing every other thing you want to do and you've forgotten about it until the next morning. That kind of person is not serious about feeding. Yeah, that's it. Imagine a child that feeds just once in the morning. I didn't feed again all his life. He just feeds in the morning and that's all. That child will probably not grow properly and develop. There will be malnutrition. Do you understand? You feed a child constantly to develop strength. Okay, so John chapter 8 verse 36, it says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. From John chapter 3, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And who is that in? The Son, which is Christ himself. So if you believe in the Son of God, that he died for your sins and that he rose from the dead for your justification, the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, shall make you free. And if he makes you free, brother, you are free indeed. You are not free partially. Look at John 8:36. It's not partial freedom. Thank God that I'm no more angry, but it's just this pornography that is my problem. Thank God that he has freed me. God has freed me from major things, so only these minor matters. You see, it's time to read the Bible and believe the word of God. Your problem is doubting God's word. Imagine you look at a newspaper that you don't know the writer, you believe. You look at your daily news on your phone, you believe. You look at sporting updates that you were not in the field where they play, you believe. You believe what coaches and all kinds of people are saying. But when it comes to the word of God, your heart is too cold to believe. You need to fall on your knees and say, I believe the word of God. One thing God did for me that set me free from sin was that God said, the first thing to do is to believe what I say. When you believe what I say, you will see what I say. If I said you are free and you believe and you act on it, you will begin to see freedom effortlessly. So when the word of God says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you brother, you my sister, you shall be free. Indeed, I love that word indeed. You know, in Yoruba, it has its own meaning. You know, very, the way Yoruba language put it is very truthfully. Nitoto, in cases of you that did not understand Yoruba language, indeed, it in its true sense, as the way Yoruba language put it, in its very true sense, you shall be free. Now, you see, you are free first from sin. It's sin that brought sickness. Sickness is not a result of germs and all of that. Number one was that we fell. When Adam fell, sickness entered into the body. So when a man is delivered from sin, the power of sickness is delivered from. You have to believe it. Now, we'll be dealing with all of those foundational matters later. He is free from the world. You know, the Bible talk about what are the things that are in the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the world system, and all the rat race of I want to get certificate, I want to get my house, I want to build my ideas, I want to, all of those agitations and anxiety you are freed from. That's what salvation does not free you from sin, and you are still anxious about the world. Hope I will not feel like this, hope I will not. You are not yet free. Jesus Christ sets free indeed, totally, completely, in his entire sense, free from sin, free from sickness, free from the pressure of this world. Hey, they say this country will scatter. Oh, all of those agitations. You are free from shame. Nothing can make you ashamed again. How come if I don't have this? My mate are contributing money and I will not have money. You are free from all of those anxiety. Take note. That is salvation. Salvation is a total package. That's why I'm telling you, don't let anybody tell you, yeah, if you are free in your spirit, and then don't worry, anything can happen in your body. There's nothing like that. Did you see your Bible say free indeed, entirely free, totally free, completely free? You are free to think properly now. You are free to walk properly now. You are free, free and free forever. Now, let me let you know that you are free from sin. You are free from sickness. You are free from the world. You are free from demons, demonic influences, you know, curses of the family, curses of the father's house. You are free from them. You see, I'm reading you Bible. The problem you will have is to believe a pastor above the Bible. The problem you will have is to believe a bishop above the Bible. You believe a superintendent above the Bible. You believe a prophet above the Bible. Don't believe somebody because he said he's a minister of God, say he's an evangelist. You don't believe him above the scripture. It's when what he says aligns with the Bible. And listen, when we say with the Bible, you have to know what the New Testament says and how the New Testament interprets the Old Testament. We'll be going into all of that in this Rock audio series. So you need to follow. So Jesus is the one that says, I will free you indeed. How can you be free indeed, but family curses are still following you? Demons are still oppressing you? No. No, my brother. You need to start saying, if the Son shall make me free, then I am free indeed. Satan hates you, speak scriptures. Masturbation, I'm free from you. You need to start saying it. Pornography, I'm free from you. And listen, don't say empty confession. You have to believe in this freedom. This is salvation, soteria, which means deliverance, well-being. You have been saved from danger, from destruction, from bondage, is freedom. Now, we will transcend. Some people say, don't say you are in Christ, though. There are powers in the family. We will deal with all of that and the correct application and approach to it. Because it's all part of salvation. Salvation delivers you. You are free completely. You know what legalizes family curses? What legalizes sickness to be so strong? What legalizes demons to be so strong in operation in any life is sin. Sin is the door that opens for every other spirit and manipulation. Sin is the door. Is that nature in you that the devil is looking for? The reason why you can be attacked, oppressed, depressed, and manipulated is that there is a nature and a life in you called the flesh. Are you following this now? Once you confess Christ and you discover that, look, I am now born. I'm born again because I was born initially into a life, but now I am now born into the life of Jesus. I'm now born. Now I believe in him. And the things in him are the things that will affect me. 1 Corinthians 1:30 is now my wisdom, is now my sanctification, is now my redemption. So you begin to say that to yourself. Begin to think. This is not the time you are learning foundational matters at the same time you are watching movies. You are learning foundational matters at the same time you want to go and greet a friend that is playing whiskey or badu. This is not the time for that. This is not friends who are against the word of God. You cut off from them. You know what? You are also free from friends. That's the truth. When you say, but I cannot leave that my friend, you are still in bondage. Freedom is that. Let me just give you this. You know, in John 3, if you start reading from verse 3, say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I want you to know the word kingdom and freedom. Kingdom and freedom. You see, the king has a domain where he exercises his dominion. That's kingdom, the king's domain. And it is in the domain of the king that he exercises his dominion. And freedom, that means a domain where you are free. So freedom also has an environment. Once you get to that environment, you experience freedom. You see, freedom is in respect to environment. If you're in an environment that is full of bondage, you will know this environment, I'm not free. I discover I'm not free, emotionally not free. Everything about me not free. My mind is glued to iniquity. It's an environment, it's a system, it's a life, it's a state. But when the Son of God also set you free, you enter another environment. Are you with me now? So before I will go into all of that, freedom. You see, the kingdom is a place of freedom. So when you enter the kingdom, say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So the kingdom is the place of freedom. When you enter the king's domain, you will enter the domain of freedom. You enter the domain where you are free. Free from the devil. Even devil knows you are in another domain. That's what it means. It takes entering a kingdom to experience freedom. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is kingdom that you, it's in a kingdom you experience freedom. This kingdom of God is a place of freedom. If the Son set you free in his own kingdom, you are free. Hallelujah. If the Son brings you into his kingdom, then you have experienced freedom. So where are you, brother? Have you entered the kingdom? How do you enter the kingdom? By being born again. You had a past, now you have no more past. Now let's move on from there, and you will discover that what are the things that connote our freedom? We were justified. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. The Bible says, being justified freely, freely, freely. Romans 3, 24. You need to understand that when you are justified from sin, he brought you freedom. Look at it. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified freely. What brings freedom to your spirit, to your heart? You are justified. What's justified? Justification is just as if I did not do it. That's justified. Just as if I did not do it. Have you lied before? Justified now. And the devil brings out a note and says, say, he's a liar, he's a fighter, he has aborted 2 times, he murdered, he did all kinds of things. There's a black book that Satan has kept for your record. But when Jesus came, he wiped out and teared that black book. He burnt it off and gave you a plain sheet of paper, white. And each time Satan is there, he's asking, I say, but this boy is a sinner. God said, where is his record? Because he has wiped it out with his blood. You see, the beauty about this Christ is that everything in the past justified. Was justified. He said he didn't do it. He didn't do what? But sir, he was the one. No, he was not the one. I already took his place. You see, that is what gives me freedom. I began to experience freedom. I said, So every of my pasts, it's no more in my life. He says it's no more there. So God, you are not going to judge me based on my person. No. Why? You are justified. What's justified? Declared not guilty. That's not justified. So in Romans chapter 3 verse 24, he said being justified freely, no payment. Christ paid. It's not as if it's free to Christ. It is to you it is free. But it cost Christ his life. Understand that when we say you are justified freely, it costs somebody. So you don't want to waste that cost by going back to your past. You were bought with a price, justified freely. What is it that brings freedom? Romans chapter 8 verse 2. The Bible talked about we were free from sin. You are free, brother, from sin. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Did you see that? You were free and justified freely. That brings you understanding of freedom. You were free from sin. You're free from sin. You are no more in the domain of sin. You see, freedom, free and domain. You are no more in another domain where sin reigns. That's why I said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. And take note that every kingdom has a law. In the kingdom of God, the law there is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In the kingdom of darkness, in the kingdom of the devil, the law there is the law of sin and death. Have you opened Romans chapter 8 verse 2 to see law against law? When I came into a new kingdom, I experienced the law of liberty, called the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So I don't know how you will be in Christ and still want to commit sin. See, brother, I am telling you of my experience. It's not possible. You will hate sin with passion because there is a law working in you now. Everyone in a kingdom is bounded by the law of that kingdom. The law of the kingdom of God is the law of liberty, is the law of freedom. When you see sin, you say, what will I do with this? You see a girl dressed loosely before, you say, what will I do with that? Okay, what will I get with that? Your thinking is now proper. That's freedom. This is what you cannot see when you hold your phone. You can't see a carnal picture. You'll be pressed. That's bondage. When you see pornographic site, you'll be pressed. You'll be click. That is bondage. You click your life away. You click your destiny away. You click your sanity and integrity away. But now, because of freedom, you can't click. You say, what will I do with this? If I click, what will I get? You see, that's proper thinking. I remember when great servant of God said, Billy Connie, he said, anytime sin is tempting you, if you take time to ask that sin and say, okay, what will I get if I do it? You will discover that sin has nothing to offer you. When you learn to call sin and say, okay, can I ask you a question, Mr. Sin? If I go and meet that girl, what will I get? If I lie, what will I get? If I cheat, what will I get? I will get shame. I will get guilt. I'm not interested. That's a man that is free. He can call sin to order. He can call his body to order. That's freedom. Freedom makes you to dominate your body. It comes by faith in what Christ has done. And then Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible says, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You see, one of the things you understand is that when Christ died for you and you came in by faith, all your sins were forgiven. There is no such thing as what I did in the past, it will still haunt me. Somebody say, if you have aborted in the past, those babies will go and wait for you when you're about to cross and they'll be crying. There's nothing like that. Sins forgiven. Sins forgiven means no record of the judgment being put upon you in the present. No record of the judgment of the past being put upon you. Now, somebody will quote the scripture and said, no sinner shall go unpunished. Yes, no sinner shall go unpunished, because God will always punish sin, and he punished Christ on your behalf. Look at the Bible, Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have, it is in Christ. So, did you say you will be punished? Yes, Christ took the punishment. It's not as if nobody was punished for your sin. There was a punishment, because no sinner goes unpunished. But the only issue is that there can be replacement also for punishment. You know, for example, I sinned and I'm supposed to be punished. They can replace me. And Christ was my replacement. Hallelujah. That's why you can't waste this thing. You can't say, hallelujah, Christ forgave me, and you walk away. Abba. It is lack of understanding of redemption that makes people to go and commit sin. In fact, when I was studying my Bible, I discovered that if anybody truly understands redemption, he can't commit sins. How can I waste the blood of Jesus? How can I waste the sacrifice of the Lamb of God? Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Did you see that? In whom we have redemption. You have salvation. You have the forgiveness. You see that you have redemption through his blood. You have forgiveness of sins. Take note of that. Forgiveness is what you have. You already are given. Do you see that? Forgiveness is not a license to go and sin. What it means is that all sins cleared out. Now, take note of this. Forgiveness of sin is liberty not to commit it again. This is where people make mistakes. I will ask God for forgiveness so that I can go and commit sin again. You are not born again, sir. You are not saved. When you ask forgiveness now, and it's a liberty that I can always go to God for forgiveness, you are not saved. If you don't have understanding, Satan has blinded your mind. Listen, why did they give you forgiveness? They gave you forgiveness. Watch this. In the courtroom, somebody sinned. Somebody is the culprit. The judge now, that's supposed to send him to life imprisonment or sentenced to death by electrocution, now said, young man, you are the culprit, you are the accused, but we are setting you free. Let this other person replace you. Excuse me. When they say, step out of that place, we set you free, did they set him free to go and commit sin again? Why did they forgive him? So that he could be free to live properly. That's the essence. Now, let's say he goes again to go and comes out, I've been set free, and he goes to do something that is wrong again. Excuse me, what has he done to the man that replaced him? He has wasted the life of that man, the man that replaced him. So forgiveness is an empowerment into freedom. Are you following now? Instead of you to be accused, they set you free. Hallelujah. So we have your sins were forgiven, and Colossians 1:14 it also clarifies that our sins were forgiven and we have redemption. What's redemption? We were brought back. These are the things that let you know that I'm free. I've been redeemed. I'm no more with any family curses. I'm no more with any devil. I don't. Somebody said, well, there was a time they said I have some mates underwater. You know, all these people that they call in Yoruba land they call it abiku. They told me that that was who I was before because of sickness that was regular in my life at the time and all of that, so that I have some mates, some people in the covens of darkness, children that Satan sends into the world. They say I was one of them. Can you imagine that? Now, when I gave my life to Jesus Christ and I received Christ into my heart, I discovered that, look, I am from the underworld. I have some mates, that I was a gift from the kingdom of darkness. All of that is nonsense. I discovered that in Christ, I have forgiveness. In Christ, I have redemption. What's redemption? I've been redeemed from all of those powers. I've been clear. You see, listen, it's until you start believing it that you start seeing it. It's until you start believing it and you start saying it that you start seeing it. You have to believe it. You have to say it. You have to act like it. And that's when you see it manifest in your life. In the kingdom, believing is seeing. Outside the world, seeing is believing. In the kingdom of God, believing it is when you believed and you say that you see. It's very important. So you have redemption. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, you are sanctified. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, you are sanctified. What's sanctified? Set apart. Can you imagine that? Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. And such were some of you. Verse 10 talk about he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I'm reading verse 9 now. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? You see that? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. You see, don't let anybody deceive you that somebody can be fornicating, yet his spirit is born again. Look at the Bible. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's homosexuals and lesbians. Verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, revilers, people full of anger, no trouble, extortioners, bribes. Those who cheat shall inherit the kingdom of God. All those people cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 10. Look at the way verse 11 says, such were past tense. So Bible is saying that when you come into Christ, you can't be in the same verse 9 and verse 10. Some people say, well, he's a fornicator, but thank God the spirit is saved. Verse 11 says, such were. You were like that. Where means you are not like that again, because you are now saved. Look at this in verse 11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. You see, you were a fornicator before, but now you are washed. Brother, you need to say it, I've been washed through the blood of Jesus. When I accepted him as my Lord and I decided to be born again. Ye are sanctified. What sanctified? Set apart. You see, if I set apart a cup, you cannot use it for another purpose. Like my wife set apart some plates. I didn't ask her to do this. This plate is for my husband. Nobody else uses it. You see that? They sanctify that plate for meat for food. Now, you cannot use that plate in the bedroom. Say, well, somebody say, I want to use something in the bedroom. I want to use something outside. They say, what do you say? Go and bring me that this plate. You can't bring, you know why? It's a sanctified plate. Only for food. So the Bible says that when you are free because you are sanctified, set apart, not for any other thing. Your body is not for that boyfriend. Your body is not for that girl. Your body is not for any useless person. Somebody that has not paid your bride price but have access to your body. Are you cheap like that? No, you are not cheap, my dear sister. You are not like that. Somebody that has not yet seen your parent but is already stealing you from behind. Are you that useless? No, my sister, you are not useless. You are saying that I was like that. Not again. Look at the Bible, verse 9 and 10. Verse 10, 11 says, you were like that. Such were some of you, but now you are washed. Say, well, I lost my virginity, but now you have been washed. Now you have been sanctified. Somebody say, well, I cannot go back to where I was. It's a lie. You have been washed. You have been sanctified. But ye are justified. You see that? In verse 11, washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. This is what connotes your freedom. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. Now look at this. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Whosoever, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, you see, all things have become new. Before all things become new, you have to behold. You have to see it. You have to, and before you see it, you have to believe it. That I am now new. I'm not that girl that aborted two times. That one I've been forgiven. It's been cleansed. I remember one day I was saying, God, forgive me. I did something wrong. And it was a mistake. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry. And I moved on. After some time, that thought came and said, Lord, I'm really sorry. I kept asking for forgiveness. And the Lord said to me, what's wrong with you? I said, that thing that I did. God said, were you genuine? I said, yes. Have you not read that I said, I have forgiven you? You confess means agreement that you were wrong. That's the purpose of confession as a child of God. Say, Lord, I was wrong. God said, okay, since you were wrong and you knew that that was a mistake, that was not deliberate act. It was not deliberate. How can I be born again and still deliberately sin? It can happen. It should not happen. It's not the life that is in me. But this, I'm not yet strong, Lord. I'm not yet strong. God said, okay, forgiven, move on. When I was now asking forgiveness again, God said, you are doubting me, you call me a liar. I said, Lord, I'm not calling you a liar. He said, you are calling me a liar because I say, if you confess it, I have forgiven you. If you agree that you were wrong, I have already written it off. Why are you now acting as if I'm remembering your past? It's you that have problem. I had to repent that day. You see, I was repenting of repenting. I said, Lord, so I don't have confidence that when I make a mistake and I confess before you, the one that has to do with confessing to another brother, and I go to confess to that brother, he said, move on. Move on because you are washed, you are sanctified. You see, you are free because you are free from guilt of the past. When you find the guilt of your past life coming, rebuke it. Say, no, I'm no more in that life. That's why, don't let me find you say, it was in my past. Which, when you call something your past, it means it has passed. You can't call something your past when you are still doing it. No, that's not your past. That's still you. But whatever is in your past has passed. So whatever has passed and Satan is bringing the guilt, you tell the devil, shut up, because I am free. In the domain of the king, the free domain, we don't have the guilt of the past. You have been free from guilt. You have been free from your past. My brother, you have been free from your past. You see, don't tell me you are free from your past when you still watch something wrong. Listen, I'm begging you. Can I tell you one of the things that the devil does? Devil now knows that, Kai, this girl is now knowing the truth. This boy will soon become what God says he should become. I am done for. I will not have rulership over his life again. That's when Satan will bring old friends, old calls. You'll be seeing it. Movies that will lure you, and the movies are demonic in nature, especially Nollywood and some other Bollywood and whatever. They are demonic, they are attractive. Eyes is so powerful to your spirit. Your eyes is powerful. Satan will attract things. Oh, yeah, watch that thing. Relax. You see, suddenly we just send a boringness, you will just feel bored. The next thing is, can we have a movie? He wants to invite you into your past. He wants to invite. That's why I bless the Lord. God delivered me from sight, the problem of the sight. I don't watch TV again. If I'm watching something, it has to be edifying. It's not edifying, not me. That's freedom. You see, when you are a slave of TV, you are really a slave. When you are a slave of movie, you are really a slave. You see, start demonstrating, no, I'm not a slave to anything. I am now free. You are free from your past, and you are free from hiding. Anything that is afraid of being exposed is bondage. Anything, when you talk about bondage, it means inside secrets, secrecy, somewhere that is afraid to be exposed. You see, there's nothing I can't say about who I was before. Oh, this was what I was, but I bless the Lord and delivered me. But somebody says, I cannot discuss my past too. You are still in bondage, brother. You need the knowledge of God's word. That's still bondage, and Satan will always pull you down. One of the things you should do when you have some secrets in your life, you open up. Go and meet your dad. That thing you say your daddy should not know, go and tell him. Go and tell you. I remember a brother came to me and said, my father loves me. I'm seen as a child of God. But see, I have a problem. I have some past, maybe moral or whatever. And then when the brother came to me and said, but I need to be free. I said, the reason why you are not free is that whatever is a secret in your life shows it's powerful than you. Yes, on the negative side. Now, on the positive side, the only thing we keep secret is our relationship with God. And that's not secret, like a secret we don't want God to know, we don't want people to know. Somebody can stumble and discover that we are a praying man, you are a fasting man, but it's not that it's you that want to go and share it. That's on the positive side. But anything in the negative you are afraid to expose, you are still in bondage. I told that brother, you will now go to your dad and tell your dad that you are an immoral person. He has seen you as a child of God. They respect you in the entire family. Go and tell them you are struggling with masturbation. You know what this brother did? Ah, he said, how can I? My daddy was trusted. I said, you are still in bondage. He went, shared with his daddy and all of that. The dad, I think the dad is a man of pastor or so. And then the daddy prayed for him and all that. You know what he said to me was what amazed me. He said, he's so free. He's so happy. Imagine the bond he has struggled with by the time he told his parents. You know, sin thrives inside secret. Sin is more powerful inside secret. I discover sin is powerless in the open. Nobody fornicates outside. It takes a demon to be fornicating outside. Nobody will lie when you know others know you are lying. Except two of you have agreed to lie. You see, you will lie because you know somebody else does not know you are lying. Sin is afraid of the open. That's why you must always open up. I pray the Lord will grant you grace. And understand. And listen, genuine freedom is validated by repentance. Repentance is a change of mind. Brother, you have to repent. What is repent? I used to have these movies on my phone, deletes. Negative. That's repentance. Repentance is change of mind. My DP on WhatsApp and Telegram is seductive and does not connote Christ. You don't just delete from WhatsApp. You delete from your phone memory. All the Wizkid song and the all other songs that is not correct, delete. That's repentance is an action. The problem is that we have preached salvation and we remove repentance. We just say, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, and then we forget that Jesus started with repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You have to have a change of mind. And that change of mind occurs. I will follow Christ. Change of mind. After you enter Christ, say, this is now where I am. I'm in the kingdom. In the kingdom, there's a way we think. So you have to repent from the former way of thinking, former lifestyle, former attitude, former things you love. May the Lord grant you light. May the Lord grant you grace. Would you pray and say, Lord, I embrace your word. These are the things that make me solid on the rock, which is Christ himself. Father, we are grateful for this morning. We pray that everyone is greatly helped and every life is greatly built. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till we meet again, in Jesus' name.